Hello, this is Harknell. This is the comic commentary for Onizumi.com, comic number 23 called Sorry. I'm going to be doing this one solo because this particular comic was the only solo effort I've actually contributed to the webcomic. Normally, all of the comics are written and drawn by Onizumi, but this one was kind of a special circumstance where I stepped in and contributed to our overall comic catalog. Well, a little bit of background about this comic. This was very early. It's number 23, so, you know, it was within, obviously, the first major batch of comics we ever produced. This was back when we were just sort of getting into the swing of trying to do the comic on a fairly regular schedule. But unfortunately, that kind of got interrupted by the fact that Onizumi had contracted mono. And as a result, she wasn't feeling too well for, you know, over a week. And as a result, she wasn't able to really get up enough, you know, stamina to actually draw a new comic and do the news post and all that stuff. And I just sort of, you know, said to myself, you know, maybe I should, you know, step in and do something. And I told her I was going to do one. So she was like, okay, go ahead. So then basically I loaded up a copy of Photoshop and sort of stared at it for a while. Now, the horrible thing after, you know, looking at this particular comic, the horrible thing that I have to say right off is it took me probably about more than 3 hours to do that comic, which I find now to be horribly embarrassing simply because at the time, my knowledge of Photoshop was probably about as newbie as you can get. I had watched Onizumi do some of her work in, you know, Photoshop, and of course, you know, she makes it look ridiculously easy. And I had used Photoshop for the most basic things you could imagine before this, you know, mostly for web graphics and stuff where you just simply take an image and resize it and change it. So I had never actually tried to do any actual artwork. Now that goes to the next problem, which is I'm probably the worst artist the world has ever known. Onizumi and I fight about this all the time, where she is entirely convinced that anybody with enough time can learn to actually draw and do, you know, great artwork, but it ain't going to happen for me. The thing I can say right off about the comic is it would be great if I could actually tell you that it was drawn badly to be a joke. Unfortunately, no. I did, you know, play with it a little bit in the sense that what I did was I used the Intuos 2 tablet that Onizumi has to actually do all the drawing. And I didn't really make an attempt to draw any of the panels to be actually square and all that. However, I have to say that the reality is I don't think I could have made it really, really good looking, even if I tried. The actual statement in the comic itself, in the third panel where I says, I can't even draw this, you know, freaking stick figure the same twice, is really true. I actually did try to draw the stick figure the same way, and it just wasn't happening. I mean, I can't even draw a circle the same way. I can't even draw a circle as a circle. If you look, I was really trying 9 times out of 10. And yeah, you can chalk some of it up to the fact that I'm just not very good with the Intuos tablet because I don't use it very often. But even with a pencil, it just isn't going to happen. So, you know, this is the background of doing it. You know, I'm absolutely awful. So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm going to jump in and do a comic. First off, since I can't draw a lick, I'm going to have to keep it simple and I'm going to have to come up with something that's not grandiose, because anything that would have even a remote requirement to have, you know, a background and other characters and something that you can actually see happening is that's just not going to happen. So what I decided to do was make it sort of reality based, which is have me sitting there going, well, hey, I'm going to draw this comic. I'm filling in. You know, well, what the hell do I do? Well, I say, what the fuck do I do? Or what the fuck do I say? Which is really kind of true, because I sort of did this as stream of consciousness, sort of, as I was drawing it. So the first panel was literally me sitting there going, okay, this is me. What the hell am I going to do? Then the second panel, which is like, yeah, this is pretty hard. And I literally said to myself, you know, what the hell? The hell does she do this on, you know, the frequency that she does it? Then, of course, what I said, the third one is literally true. I can't draw the thing, you know, the same way, even no matter how hard I tried. And of course, the fourth panel is pretty much true. Can you imagine a circumstance where Onizumi.com suddenly transformed into me all the time? Ooh. The funny part is, there are comics, like this was, you know, from 2003. There are other comics now which are stick figure comics. Sadly enough, I've looked at them and they're better drawn than mine, so that's kind of sad. But you know, who knows? Maybe I was way in advance. Maybe I should have kept going. Maybe Harknell.com should be all stick figure comics. Oh God, no. But anyway, so then we move on to, you know, and I'm sitting there and so I'm four panels in and I'm thinking, okay, you know, there's gotta be some kind of joke here, you know, besides the fact that I'm floundering and doing a horrible job and whatever, which does come back to the name for the comic. I specifically knew I was going to name this comic Sorry, as both a description of the content of the actual comic, which was going to be absolutely sorry in the sense that it's going to be awful in terms of how it was drawn. But it was also sorry as in I'm saying sorry to the people who have to read my pitiful work, you know, in terms of how it is compared to how Onizumi does it. So I was actually literally saying sorry to anybody who actually came to the site to see this as the day's comic. So I get to panel five and I'm going, you know, if I'm going to do something here, I'm going to at least make a joke about what we are. So I do the setup, which is basically saying, you know, okay, the previous one I say, I'm going to ruin the comic. So I say, well, you know what? If I'm ruining it because we have certain standards. And basically then the last one, I was just sitting there and I'm like, well, how am I going to display our standards? And the last panel just suddenly sprang into my mind. What's the most obvious thing to have? Well, you know, Harknell is the kind of character that, yeah, would just be standing there talking about, you know, filling in and suddenly poops himself and a dog runs up and starts humping his leg. You know, at that particular point in time, I would have to say that totally epitomized, you know, pretty much how Harknell's life really is or was at that point in the comic. I mean, obviously, as time goes on, he's become, well, I guess in many ways still about as pathetic. But, you know, in some cases, he actually does manage to score some victories or whatever. But in general, whenever anybody sees this comic, and we oftentimes will be at a con when we have our displays up and we'll put this particular comic up, it does get a fairly decent laugh reaction. Even to anybody who's never read the comic, I guess just the circumstances of somebody who can't actually really do artwork being thrust into this situation to have to fill in, and then, you know, just the punchline at the end. You know, I guess it's just a universal like laugh for most people, you know, so it's, you know, it was fun doing it. I have to admit, it gave me a deeper appreciation of how much work Onizumi does, you know, and I do the background programming stuff. So that's a lot of work too. But once I'm done with it, it's done. She does it all the time. And, you know, so, you know, it was a fun thing doing this particular comic. And I have to, you know, I have to say that there have been times when the discussion has been, oh, is Harknell going to contribute another comic, you know, at some point later to, you know, almost be like a follow-up to it. And so far, we've resisted that impulse. I do, for the moment at least, like the idea that this is a one-shot and that's it, no more. You know, I can't promise I'll never do another comic. Maybe it won't even be an official one. Maybe we'll do something offshoot. But for now, this is my one, you know, shot at doing a comic for Onizumi. And, well, you know, that's basically how it came about and what was going on with it. So, you know, I hope you liked getting some background into what is probably universally the worst drawn comic in our entire comic archive. And, you know, well, that's cool. Well, that's it.